Mark Stevenson's joined
trouble.
Us.
It's trouble.
Technicolor Dreamcoat cap on.
He's angry.
Yes. Yeah, I am a little bit a bit flat more than angry.
My mail is you're not happy. Can you tell us why?
Last night went to the movies to see The Joker, which is a pretty good show, actually. Pretty deep.
Intense.
So I had to come back and Google what the ending meant, you know.
Oh. <That's>
you know, when you do that, you think, gee, what's going on there?
But he's good as the Joker, obviously.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
But I've got a remote for the gate at home just to get the car out. And at that stage, the car was in behind the gate and I couldn't find the remote. Okay.
That's not like you. I've spent a lot of time with you. You lose things.
So I did actually find the remote, put it on the bench this morning, but then realised that was a backup remote without a battery in it. So couldn't open the gate, Whitey. Lucky to be here. Had to take an Uber. Have you ever taken an Uber, Whitey?
I'm not taking an Uber.
You're not taking an Uber?
No, I'm not on with Uber either. I'm a taxi man.
Really?
Traditionally.
Well, I'd just drive.
But when your car's locked behind the gate, you can't.
I knew he wouldn't be
just
Uber.
Take the wife's car.
Yeah.
Don't you have a manual in case something like this happens?
Yeah, there's a key. I don't know where the key is. And my wife was at yoga, of course, her phone would be locked up. So, of course, as you know, as the women do these days, she's up at 6 o'clock doing all sorts of classes.
Is that what the women do, is it?
They do.
When they're not washing the dishes and making them.
There's so many people out there doing classes, Whitey.
That's what the women do, Sharon.
That's what the women do.
Yeah.
Why do they particularly do it in Richmond?
Well, it just seems to be so many little laneways with little places where people go. They do all
do
sorts.
Things.
Boxing, you know, Sherelle, how this sort of different thing every day.
They go to lunch?
No, they don't go to lunch, but it's great.
No, they've got to be at home doing the washing then at lunchtime.
Well, so you say, in Richmond, they're just sort of walking down the streets in their sort of active wear, just with that.
A lot of active wear.
The little rug, or what do they got, that little thing that they use? Their mat.
The mat. Yoga.
Yeah, the mat.
You don't have
and
to
the
be,
bells. They carry the bells around.
You don't have to be being active or previously active to wear active wear, though.
No.
You can just generally
active wear is really extended into all areas.
Really
I was out at the airport waiting for Tom Harley the other day. Seriously, people are flying around the country now, Sherelle, in active wear.
Nice.
Like, it should be gym only.
Maybe they
or
rent
down at
to
the tennis club. Yeah. You don't travel in active wear, do you?
They do.
But the tight black stuff.
Yes.
Scotty?
They do.
Did you go to... over the UAE or wherever you were?
I was there. No, there was. I wasn't wearing active wear.
The world championships. Too many of the locals that are allowed to wear active wear.
Scotty, was there actually anybody at that event?
A couple of days. It was a bit sparse, Mark. And then it got very exciting.
Big cue to get a burger and chips.
They don't offer that, Mark.
No. What was the fare?
The fare?
Yeah, the fare, as in to eat.
Oh.
Falafel.
No, there's a bit of that. You got to go to the Western. You got to find the Western. They do meats.
So
they grill meats.
They don't have it like a kiosk type situation to get the hot dog and chips.
No. Not in the stadiums. No.
No.
It's
really?
Very basic, local. You wouldn't have it. Trust me.
Yeah. Be horrific for you, Whitey.
A man who
won't even take Uber, let alone try a falafel.
Well, why would you take an Uber when you can drive?
Well, I had no choice. I almost pulled the pin, actually, and I thought, no, I better go the Uber. Well, I was in a quandary. Really?
Anyway.
Your wife's at yoga and her phone's locked up.
Because that's what they
it's
do.
Chaos.
These women.
Especially in Richmond. 7:13. Mason Cox, I won't say it's a big story developing, but there was a story that was coming out late yesterday that Essendon and Collingwood had spoken about Mason Cox. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it was a seismic shift yesterday, a little bit of a tremor about discussions between Essendon and Collingwood. Just got to the bottom of that one, Whitey. My mail is that it was Collingwood actually had a little bit of a whisper to Essendon, so would you maybe consider this as an option? They were proactive to perhaps try and get a little bit of cap space and move the American pie somewhere else.
I wonder what his manager
thinks.
Because he
has currency. But I believe his management had no idea about any discussions happening. I even messaged Mason Cox, and he said it was news to him. He's about to travel to Texas. He said, if it does get serious, I'm sure they'll let me know. So I think that one's going nowhere, Whitey, in the end. If Essendon were keen on Mason Cox, perhaps it would go somewhere.
But no other clubs would be in that discussion?
Well, potentially there might be some clubs interested in Mason Cox.
But that's Collingwood seeing Joe Danaher leave Essendon and wanting to get rid of salary cap and go, mate, we could have a replacement for you.
Potentially.
Come and get the American.
It's proactive work, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's all right.
But I think the interesting thing about that is if that has happened, and we don't know for certain, is that if Collingwood feels like it needs to essentially cap dump, and they've kind of shown their hand a little bit, I wonder whether other clubs will go, oh, okay, well is there a player that we might want to sort of potentially trade for if Collingwood's got this potential issue looming? Because it does
not
appear...
Not necessarily Mason Cox, but...
No,
some, yeah.
Someone else, and they go, well, you know, if we've got a situation where... Or Collingwood's got a situation where they've got De Goey, Grundy,
issues, yeah.
Moore, Pendlebury, all coming out of contract in the next 12 months. To keep them all, they've had to pay a lot more for Elliott than they wanted to. Maybe other clubs now are going, well, gee, if they're starting to offer off players, what could we get, potentially?
No, that's right. And I think Collingwood, they're also looking at their back line, and Dougal Howard is a buzz player, and I believe the Pies interested in him. If they could free some space and perhaps Cox went to Essendon, they're trying to get Dougal Howard in. They need a key defender, don't they, just to give themselves more flexibility, Whitey?
Or he can play both ends.
Why is Port letting him go? Or has Dougal said, I want out, or why is he suddenly...
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. It's just one of these cases where Dougie, he's not a bad player.
Yeah, no,
as someone said, he's... Sort of reputation's lifted though in the past week without playing a game.
No, I think he had a good back end to the year. Joe Danaher, what's the latest there?
Well, I just had a text on the way in, Whitey, and I think you're on the same page here. That
In the Uber,
yeah. It gives you the advantage of actually being able to text people and do your research.
It's
but
true.
It was interesting that they said that it's a long way from getting it done and may not happen.
Too soon.
This is a source very close.
Oh.
To who?
Really?
To the negotiations. So
what's Essendon
want? It's no certain
want?
Deal. I don't think that he'll get there, Whitey. And I think you're on the same page.
What's Essendon want? Can someone tell me what they want?
Well, Essendon wants more than two first-round draft picks.
More?
Yep. That's what their starting position has been. I think
that's a bit extravagant.
I think they, if it went right to the death, they could probably get 5 and 9 for him.
5 and 9
which
for him?
Which would be Sydney's first pick plus the pick they get for Papley. But Essendon don't want picks.
Why is Carlton doing 9 for Tom Papley?
Well, that's a very good question in itself. But the reality is Essendon wants players, not picks, because they're set up for the now, and we've talked about this a lot on this program.
Not really? If you lose Joe Danaher and Ferratio.
Ferratio. Well, they lose two.
You're not for the now anymore.
It's a setback for them, but what I'm saying is that I think they're prepared to lose Danaher if they know they're going to be well compensated with a player of equivalence. Now, that might not necessarily be positional, but be of quality, a quality midfielder or something else. But they can't, at the moment, they can't find that player.
No. Who wants to leave and come to it?
So 5 and 9 would be a great result, I think, for Joe Danaher, but is it really what they want?
How desperate is Sydney for Joe Danaher?
Well, that's going to be the... We'll
I
find
think
out
they're
the next
very
week.
Committed by the sound of it.
Yeah.
Right. I think it's this is the one they want, and generally they get him.
Yeah, generally, but I think it's going to be harder than normal. And just hold your horses on that
five
one, Scotty. We just expect him
no,
to
I'm
get
saying
there.
That
it
that's
not
I'm not saying that will be the case. I'm saying that that is a potential scenario. But as I said, Essendon's gone and got Stringer. They've gone and got Shield. They've gone and got Saar.
Yeah, but they're not at the now. You know they're
no,
not.
I think. Well, they think they are.
Yeah,
I think they're caught in the valley.
Well,
the valley
get
of
two
nowhere
kids in the top moment. 10, you'll be good in a couple of years.
But then they'll be just in the middle again. You and know, they don't want to be in the middle.
But you lose
anymore.
Joe Danaher and Aratio, you're already back in the middle.
Essendon made the finals this year without Joe Danaher playing.
Correct.
Well, played 5 games and Fantasia played half the season. They still made finals.
Yeah, but they were a long way off it in the finals.
Yeah.
But injuries were a concern.
Mm.
I don't look at them and think they're going to beat Richmond and West Coast next year in a hurry.
I mean, I'm saying is they gave up their first pick in last year's draft and this year's draft for
Shield.
So they don't think they're rebuilding to want five and nine. Honestly. They want players. And at the moment, they can't get them. And he is under contract, so they don't have to try.
Why don't we get 5 and 9 and give them to someone else for a good player?
That's what I'm saying. They can't find that player that
from anywhere.
Yeah, so I think they've looked around the edges to sort of just put a few feelers out there and thinking, at the moment we can't. Unless they can be guaranteed of getting a high profile player in, I don't think they'll do it at this stage.
Trouble.
Aratio Fantasia.
Arats.
You had a knee operation yesterday, Whitey. Just a bit of a clean-up. And he'll meet his manager today, Michael Doughty, who just happens to be from
former
South Australia.
Adelaide
great.
Former
Adelaide player. Do you read much into that, Whitey, that he's picked an Adelaide manager based
well,
in
like,
South
you'd,
Australia?
You'd think that, considering that Michael Doughty's from TLA, that if he was going to be staying in Victoria,
yes.
that he would arguably go
probably
to another Remedy or an Adam Ramanaskis or
yeah.
someone like that.
So he's with the
Tom Petrora?
Yeah, so he's going for the outlying area, which is fair enough. I think that's a sure sign that he's heading there, Whitey.
Mm.
But it has drawn out, hasn't it, with Eurasia? Has he handled it well, do you think, personally?
Well, the media are trying to push people into making decisions on their
terms even
as opposed
find a
to players. But that's okay. They've got time. It's still got a week to go.
He clearly wants out.
He does.
We're not pretending
pretty
he
obvious,
doesn't.
Isn't it?
No,
but
of course.
What's he worth?
15 to 25.
Yeah, I think more in the 20 to 25 area.
If he hadn't been
this year,
if he hadn't been injured the last 2 years, he's probably closer to 10 to 15. Yeah. But he hasn't been playing.
He's got a fragile body, Whitey, in many ways, soft tissue.
Yep.
So I think he's probably around 25. To be honest,
good, very good player in their leadership group. Very popular member of the team.
Well, their leadership group is questionable. Let's be honest.
Well, it is. Yep.
That was a horrendous leadership group.
Yep.
Well, when you're losing two want out of the entire club at the end of the season, that's not a good sign, is it, Whitey?
No.
So Tim Kelly's going to get done. Are we happy with this, Steve-O?
Yeah, I'm just having a look at it. Mail of this came through last night as well. 14-24.
33.
I'm not sure about the 33, but it's definitely 14-24 and a first-round pick in 2020.
I mean, this is why Geelong are great. They could haggle and try and get more. They're like, all right, we'll do this. I mean, that's a pretty good deal for West Coast, looking at that. So first-round pick next year, they'll be good. That'll be 18 or something.
They win the premiership.
Yeah, which they've got Kelly. So this is why Geelong's a good football club. That's all I'll say.
Well, you think that it's a caring, sharing
deal. Yeah, absolutely.
I think Geelong have done very well out of this.
But why Geelong has agreed to that is that they've already looked a step ahead and said, right, we want him, and him. That pick will get him,
yes,
that pick will get him,
exactly.
That pick will get him.
So we're not going to haggle for an inside top 10 and make it all complicated. We'll just get it done.
I think they've done well. I think Geelong's coming out probably with more than I thought here, Whitey. When you look at it's basically three...
He's the third first round best player in the league or something. You've got to give up.
So you think he's worth more than, say, Joe Danaher?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But Whitey says 5 and 9.
I know. That's why Danaher's...
Whitey's talking with his Essendon undies on there.
No, the difference is, Steve-O, is that Joe Danaher is still in contract.
Yeah.
Tim Kelly is not in contract. So Geelong haven't got as strong a bargaining position as what Essendon does because we saw what happened last year, that in the end... Tim Kelly was kept at Geelong against his will because Geelong played a harder bargain. And in the end, I think Geelong's done well because he goes the next year and they've got better picks for him.
Yeah, but hopefully it gets done today, Sherelle, because we're all waiting around in the media for deals to get done. They'll probably stretch it out, won't they? Just for the
drama.
Well,
I think
this
one might get done. I think there's two.
It would be great
clubs.
To get something done today.
We'll take
how much do the clubs care actually about that? Do they care that the media are waiting and that it's a good that it's a good story that they can then talk about it? No, it doesn't come into play.
I know what you're saying. I think sometimes the clubs use the media for either for propaganda or for good news stories,
or even
to help from a leverage point of view.
Right.
Absolutely,
yeah.
I think that definitely happens. 7:23, we'll come up with more. We're going to talk about. Bit more about the Magpies, GWS, Daniel Menzel. Plenty to talk to Mark Stevens about, who took an Uber here. I wonder whether he was in the car with Parky from Dingley. He's an Uber driver.
Is he really?
He is.
No, I don't know the guy's name, but he went the wrong way.
Across this sporting state, RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
I'm just a bit embarrassed, you know, but like I said, I just want to just let everything work itself out. And, I know I've got great support here. And, like I said, I've been proven doubters my whole life. So I'll definitely come back bigger and better. Yeah, everything will take place over time. And I've got no time frame on anything. I guess want to just keep training and keep improving. So, that's all I can say.
That was Willie Rioli on Channel 9 News last night.
Channel 9 Darwin. Good scoop for them, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, Willie Rowley sort of in the wilderness, I think it's fair to say.
He's got a lot of time on his hands, Willie.
I think so. 27 past 7.
Missed
what else?
2 years at least, do you think? 18 months to 2 years.
Minimum.
They run concurrently, the two offences. That's his advantage. They don't add them up, Whitey. So.
No, but the first one is not good.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, if it's 2 years, we've seen both Josh Thomas and Lachie Keefe come back from that. Yeah. So, and he's a good enough player to come back.
Yeah.
Where do you want to head next?
Josh Thomas was an Uber driver, actually.
He was. That's true.
Yeah, when he had a break. So where do we want to head next? Daniel Menzel, Scotty. Do you give him another year? You know him well. I mean, it's okay. It's Sydney.
I would. Borderline. But, you know, if he's 40th player on your list, I'm not against that. He invested a bit in him, so I'd go again.
I think he has to have another year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I still think there's an element of unknown with him because he has had his injuries through this year. And again, the frustration was he didn't do much of a pre-season, so he started late. So you'd think that he would get
him for nothing. Yeah. So, no, I'd go again, Steve-O.
Even if he was rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And who's got the hardest job in footy at the moment, do you think?
Are you going to give us options?
No.
A, B, or C?
List management point of view.
Oh.
The hardest?
Oh, yeah. Gold Coast?
Well, Ned Guy. Got a pretty tough game.
Oh, Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Yes. Well,
Grundy to go in, Moore and Pendlebury all out.
Yeah, we sort of talked about that 7 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But he was busy.
No, but it is.
What are your thoughts
on... What are they going to do?
Well, I know that the squeeze is on maybe with Mason Cox and Jamie Elliott probably got more money at the end. He squeezed that, didn't he?
So, didn't we just talk about this?
No, I know.
I'll take it somewhere else.
But I'm just getting around to the fact that it is going to be very, very tight next year, Whitey.
No.
And what's the goey worth?
Oh, lots. What about Grundy? Is Grundy wearing in the danger of crossing over to that being selfish with his 7 year? You know how every good club is, you know, we all take less and band together. If he's out, you know, beating his chest saying, I want 7, is it going down that track? Could it be perceived as that?
No, because he's been offered it.
7 where? Well, at Adelaide.
Adelaide's offered him the farm.
Yeah, but he's saying, I want 7
and the next-door neighbours. So he has to... Mm. I think he's absolutely entitled to say, well, this is... You know, to go back home and to become their marquee player, you know, Collingwood's got to come at least most of the way.
But Elliott stayed for 2. He could have gone for 3.
There has to be a degree of...
Maybe take 5 at Collingwood.
If they want to keep this group together, people like Grundy and that have got to ease it back a tad. That's my humble.
Well, but I think he probably has eased it back a little bit compared to what Adelaide.
No, he's saying I need 7 because Adelaide's asked me for 7. He could say I'll take 3 on X.
The difference will be in how much money. To say Adelaide might say offer 1.2. I don't know. Let's just say 1.2 versus 900. Maybe he needs to push it up a bit because when you multiply 300 by 7, that's $2.1 million. It's a lot of money to give up.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you've got to make sacrifices, Adam. And this group needs to make sacrifices.
At least he's honest, though, and the transparency of the talks, wanting the 7 years. He's always good with the media. Brodie Grundy, isn't he? We shouldn't knock somebody for that.
But this is the way of the times with free agency. Times have changed, that players tend to look after themselves more than what has been the case in the past, and these godfather deals are now possible because of free agency. So...
He's out
at the end of next year, so this whole pre-agency scenario becomes a factor.
Maybe next year's it for Collingwood. They've all got to get their ducks in a row next year. Because if Grundy leaves, De Goey, whatever, Pendlebury's getting older, this could be it.
Sidebottom's still early, mid-20s.
They're all sort of either right on the edge or they need to make next year happen.
What's the situation with GWS? Because there has been rumours, and that's all it's been, that he's Jeremy Cameron's gettable. He's out at the end of next year.
He's always been happy up there. Fishes on the harbour and all that sort of thing. Scotty just pulls out a few gram out of the inlets and whatever.
Falls off the boat, nearly drowned.
Yeah. So he's been part of the furniture up there. But I think this one will drag on, though, Whitey, don't you think? If you're Jeremy Cameron, you're in no hurry to re-sign.
He got a lot of money to save first time.
Yeah. So... what's he worth? He's probably could get a 6-7 year deal somewhere.
Well, he's worth more than Jay Danaher.
Yeah, more durable.
But maybe
his finals record.
I was going to say, but maybe not much more. I mean, the problem with Joey is his injuries. Jeremy's quite durable.
But his form in large games.
He wins Coleman's. He wins. I think he's won 7 goal kicking in a row up there.
Well,
very consistent player. Hey, it wasn't hard in the early days.
No.
Oh, it, it just shows his durability, consistency. He's worth 30%, 40% more than Joe Gatto.
He wouldn't leave. I can't see that.
The Crouch brothers, what's the latest there?
Well, a lot of talk about them. Whitey, I think they'll stay in Adelaide. But Gold Coast very keen on getting Brad Crouch, which would be a good pickup, don't you think? What's he worth?
Well,
you wouldn't give you one or two up, obviously. No, but they have got plenty to play with.
Yeah, you give it a
late first round. I'd give up pick two for Brad Crouch.
Would you?
Really? Absolutely.
No.
If you've got one and two and you, no. you give up one
they
for
went
Brad
there with
Crouch,
Weller.
Definitely.
No, they need to go with a Noah Anderson,
yeah, you get
Matt
two
Rowell
of the
double,
kids and keep them
the
there.
The two mates, keep them there.
You can get Crouch. Brad Crouch for 10 to 20 or something. He's not that good.
You sure?
Yes. He was in a rubbish team and he got a lot of possessions. So did his brother. Wow. He's that good.
I think he's a top 10 pick, absolutely. Minimum.
No. I think you're overextended there.
10 to 15.
15
and Papley, Papley's not worth 9.
No, we know that.
Well, we all know that, but it'll happen for 9.
Well, Sam Lloyd kicked as many goals.
Exactly
as
right.
Superstar.
All right, we better leave it there because we've got some important people
Thanks,
to
Whitey.
Talk to.
Cricket on this week, and I see you've got a new kookaburra, which is great. A new
I
stick.
Have got a new
Did
kookaburra.
You pay for that?
Did that come from one of the guests earlier in the show?
No. You pay for things you use.
I wonder why that guest was
26 to 8. We'll take a break.
David Kookaburra Hussey.
Mitch Creek and Todd Woodbridge to join us.
Is that a kookaburra?
What was that?